Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Voter Protection Program press briefing. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have an opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. Please note this call is being recorded. I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn today's program over to Joanna Lidgate, National Director of the Voter Protection Program.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining our daily briefing. We're here to talk about the status of the vote count and what we're seeing across the country. We're also here to emphasize again that states run elections and count the votes, not the federal government. And indeed, with 36 hours now after an election with record turnout, we have the vast majority of votes counted. Our states will finish that job. They'll get a full and fair count of every legal vote. And we just want to give a few updates from these incredible speakers about what they're hearing and what they're seeing on the ground. We have state AGs and governors and secretaries of state and local elections officials and law enforcement working really hard together across the country to make sure that we have a free and fair count and a secure count. They will not be distracted from that job. And as we've said so many times before, the people will decide the outcome of this election. So you're going to hear some updates from the ground today and some updates from our partners in law enforcement. We also have Norman Eisen, who's our outside counsel at the Voter Protection Program, available at the end of the call to answer any questions you all have about ongoing developments in litigation, which we are seeing in some of our battleground states. But first, we're going to start with Vanita Gupta, who is President and Chief Executive Officer at the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. Vanita.
Thank you, Joanna. Thanks, everyone, for joining. So the bottom line is that the American people overwhelmingly agree that no candidate gets to steal this election by declaring himself the winner before all legal votes are counted. And it doesn't really matter what any particular candidate wants to say about that, but that is where the American people are. State leaders know how to administer elections. They know how to count legal votes. In fact, many have been staying up all night for the last two nights to do just that. And they also know how to resolve election disputes. Yesterday, there was some attention to pro-Trump protests outside of an Arizona vote counting center. But it's important to emphasize that the counting never stopped. The same goes for what happened in Detroit yesterday as well. The election officials never stopped counting. And I think that's important for the press to lift up because sometimes the images and the stories get focused on, especially because this has been relatively smooth on a few of these incidents, and there can be confusion to the American public about whether counting actually stopped. In both of these instances, local election officials continue to count the votes and to do their duty, even with all of the noise. And so the democratic process in this country is continuing, and we should be heartened by that. There was also a New York Times story late last night about the fact that there was an email apparently sent by the Justice Department to some of the federal prosecutors, allegedly saying armed agents are allowed in ballot counting venues. It was followed about 15 hours later by a statement to the same reporters that the memo that was sent after the polls closed and ballots were being counted in anticipation that there could be a disruption. The Justice Department is clearly walking back this email that got leaked to the New York Times and are now saying, quote, that they wanted to make sure that it was clear federal law enforcement is available to help state and locals. DOJ was not sending federal law enforcement anywhere, just making sure state and local officials knew federal government was available to help. As a former federal official who ran the Civil Rights Division for 2.5 years, I can just say that, and I said it to the New York Times when I saw the email itself, that it is the Justice Department has no role to play in the running of local and state elections. And the law and guidance for the Justice Department is very clear that elections are a state matter, not a matter for the Justice Department to get involved, and that really the involvement seemed like a messaging than anything. Lawfully, the Justice Department cannot interfere in the vote count, and armed law enforcement can't enter polling places or take ballots even in the course of an investigation. And so I think that was just an important point to emphasize, given the media attention to that. So the people are going to decide the outcome of this election. Americans believe in fairness and what's fair. This moment is to count every vote. That is what is happening. We don't believe in discounting legitimate votes or in cheating. We're going to be playing by the rules and count every vote, even if that takes some time. And state and local election officials need to be given the space to do that. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Vanita. For an update on the ground from the great state of Arizona, I'm going to turn it over to Grant Woods, former Attorney General of Arizona and former Chief of Staff to the late Senator McCain. Attorney General Woods is also an advisory board member for us here at the Voter Protection Program. So, Attorney General Woods.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody for joining this call. I echo the words that were just spoken. As a former attorney general, we looked at, I was attorney general for two terms. So for 8 years, we saw election after election on every level. And the states are very capable of conducting fair elections and safe elections, and that's exactly what they've done in all 50 states across the country. In my two terms as Arizona's Attorney General, there were some things you saw in every election and some things you never saw. And one of the things you never saw was voter fraud or misconduct. It just doesn't happen. It's basically a big myth that some people like to put out there. But the reality is, generally, the people who put these things out there are either up to no good, trying to undermine our confidence in the American system, or they're people who are losing or who plan to lose. And so they are coming up with some other subterfuge to avoid losing. In Arizona, the things that we generally see is we have a lot of very close elections. We have elections that take a while to finish the count. As recently as our last statewide election in 2018, it took us many days before the count was finished for the United States Senate. After the first night, Martha McSally, the Republican nominee, was in the lead, and as the votes were all counted, we did see a switch there. Kyrsten Sinema was elected by the voters of Arizona as senator. So you don't know along the way, and frankly, for those of us who are involved in protecting the rights of voters, we don't really care. We just want to make sure every vote is counted, and that means then that every voter has been listened to. In Arizona last night, so that is what's happening in Arizona. Every county is counting, and we'll be done soon, not as soon as everybody else apparently, but for whatever reason, it takes us a little while longer. So we're going to have, the counting has not stopped. Most of the counties will be reported by, if not all of them, by the end of the day tomorrow, with the exception of Maricopa. And Maricopa is just going to continue to count. They've been counting nonstop. And you saw that last night they put out a couple of counts, and they're going to do the same thing tonight at 7. They're considering whether to do one after that or not. We'll see. Then they'll do it again tomorrow and continue to do it until they're done. That's just how it's worked here. It's worked like that in every election. It has nothing to do with the particulars of this election. We also saw yesterday evening that a small group of people did go down and try to disrupt the counting, led, unfortunately, by Congressman Paul Gosar from Arizona, which is just pretty stunning that a United States congressman would misbehave in this regard. We don't really know what their point was. There was about 150 of them, and they were chanting primarily when they weren't singing YMCA, which is another unfortunate thing to witness. They were chanting count the vote outside of the place where we were counting the votes. By the way, the chairman of the Democratic Party in Maricopa County was inside monitoring, as was the chairman of the Republican Party. And the people in there were counting the votes. So they didn't ever stop counting the votes, and they're not going to stop counting the votes. The local law enforcement is on top of this. Everybody planned for these sort of things. They're going to protect the right of people to protest and stand out in the street and yell count the votes or whatever they want to yell. That's fine. But they're not going to disrupt the process at all. And they're not going to intimidate anybody who's inside counting every single vote in Maricopa County. So there has been some discussion on that overnight and this morning. And I think you're going to see that we're going to fence the area now. Just to protect the safety of everybody. And I think you'll see an increased law enforcement, in this case, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office presence to make sure that nobody is intimidated and nobody is endangered in any way. And then they can protest all night long if they want, because on the inside of the building, everybody's going to be continuing to count all the votes. So bottom line, we kind of all sound the exact same message, but it's an important message, and it's an American message, and that is, this is a basic American value of our democracy, that the states can conduct these elections, and they will, and they're going to do it in a fair and impartial way, and the person who wins in the state of Arizona will be the person who got the most votes. And we're going to make sure every single one of those votes is counted. And that's what's happening right now. We're not going to let anyone interfere with the integrity of our election. Shame on the people who tried to undermine the public's confidence in our system. It's a good system. It's part and parcel of our American life. And we're going to stand up for it. And when I say we, it's going to be the state attorneys general. It's going to be the sheriffs, it's going to be the police chiefs, it's going to be the elections officials, and that's regardless of party and regardless of what the outcome may be. We're all going to make sure that in Arizona and the states across our great country, every vote's going to be counted. And whoever wins then wins, and we'll move on and work together from there.
Thank you so much, A.G. Woods. In addition to state attorneys general, governors, and others from both sides of the aisle, on our advisory board here at the Voter Protection Program, we also have a number of former DOJ officials, including former United States Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, Joyce Vance. So, Joyce, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you all for being with us today. It's nice to have the opportunity to talk a little bit about the federal prosecutor's role in elections, which is to say that there is not a role for federal prosecutors or federal agents at this point in the proceedings. I speak to you not really as a U.S. attorney, but as a former federal prosecutor. I spent 18 years as a prosecutor. I was my office's appellate chief for most of the George W. Bush administration, and a line criminal prosecutor before then. And I pulled you one line in the Department of Justice's election fraud manual, which every federal prosecutor in the country sees and is reminded of at election time. And it's the top of our section on non-interference with elections. And the manual says, the department does not have a role in determining which candidate won a particular election. That's our primary guidance. State law and processes control in elections. It's up to state officials to count and announce winners. And so what role does DOJ play? The only role for DOJ, frankly, is an after-the-fact role in prosecuting people who violate federal criminal law regarding elections. And prosecutors are explicitly told that those prosecutions are for the purpose of deterring corruption of future elections. In other words, DOJ has a hands-off policy for its criminal prosecutors in regards to current elections. I think that's important to say in this context because that's exactly what you saw DOJ do in 2000 during Bush versus Gore. DOJ said and did nothing to interfere in the Florida recount fight because DOJ's job is not to pick political winners and losers. So in this situation, as in others, and as occurs every year at election time, federal officials need to let the states do the work that they've historically done and count votes and tell the people what the results are in good time. There is no role for DOJ or for federal agents in this process. But we are living through a time where norms have been busted, sometimes shattered, and so I think it's important for us just to take a moment and reflect on this basic rule of non-interference, which is bread and butter stuff for prosecutors. This isn't new. This is not unusual. This is the longstanding rule and practice of the Department of Justice. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Joyce. And finally, I want to turn it over to Sheriff Peter Katusian, who is sheriff in Middlesex County, Massachusetts, and also president of the Major County Sheriffs of America, to talk a little bit about what he's hearing from partners in law enforcement who are working so hard right now to make sure that our counting centers are safe and secure and that the vote count can be completed. Sheriff.
Thank you very much. And I will say that I've been speaking with my colleagues from around the country very often for the last few days. And I will say that across the country, we are generally seeing calm. Attorney General Woods noted a tense situation in Phoenix, handled very well by Phoenix Police and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department. I spoke with Sheriff Penzone earlier. They're seeing no current concerns, but they're remaining vigilant at this time. And they are in there protecting the integrity of the process. I'm also hearing from sheriffs across the country, including Michigan and Pennsylvania. There are sometimes isolated protests, which have generally been peaceful, seeing no threat to the integrity of what is going on, again, with the voting process. As I said before, state leaders and election officials across the country are right now, and has been said before, it bears reiterating, are conducting fair and accurate counting of every legal vote. And across the board, the process to count votes is running smoothly as it should be. As a son of a former city clerk in my hometown of Waltham that ran election days and loved those days, they were some of the happiest days of his professional career, I know that elections professionals are highly trained and highly sophisticated and highly committed to making sure that this process works. And they're working really hard to do so. This process may not be as quick as many would like, but their intent is to get it right more than to do it quickly. They take it very seriously, and they are doing it right, and there will be the right result in the end. And I think that election officials across the country and all the folks that are working with them deserve our thanks. It's important to remember that every vote counts in this country, so let's make sure that we count every vote. And I think I'll close with, and it's important to emphasize something that I've said before, voters will decide who our next president is, not any candidate, campaign, or group. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. We're happy to open it up for questions now if there are any, and I'll just remind everyone that we do also have Norm Eisen on the line, our outside counsel, if there are questions about developments in ongoing litigation.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, that is star and one to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. Once again, that is star and one if you would like to ask a question. We will pause for one more moment to allow questions to queue. It appears we have no questions at this time. I will turn the program back over to our presenters.
Great. Thank you so much. We'll continue to keep you all updated through these daily briefings on what the state and local officials and the law enforcement leaders we work with are seeing and hearing on the ground as we all work together to make sure every vote is counted and every voice in this country is heard. And visit our website at voterprotectionprogram.org for our latest resources and guidance and for daily litigation updates. Thank you all so much.